News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The European Commission has confirmed that President von der Leyen's plane experienced suspected Russian GPS jamming while attempting to land in Bulgaria on Sunday. We're joined by Ian Bond, former British diplomat in Moscow and now the Director of Foreign Policy at the Centre for European Reform. Ian, just tell us exactly what we know, first of all, about what happened in Bulgaria.
Well, the answer is that we don't know very much, but what we believe was the case was that the GPS was jammed, and on the approach to the airport in Plovdiv, the president of the Commission's aircraft had to circle and then had to land using paper maps rather than GPS to navigate.
Am I naive to be shocked by this story that a sovereign country would engage in something like this?
Well, I think, like many people, you probably missed the story that the Russians have been doing this for quite a long while. So, we're now shocked because it's the president of the European Commission. The fact is, this is not targeted at the president of the European Commission. It's something that the Russians have been doing not only in the Black Sea region, but perhaps even more in the Baltic Sea region for some considerable period of time, months or more than a year. I've seen a map of areas where Russian GPS jamming has been active, and it's really quite startling. It covers parts of Finland, some of Sweden, particularly its offshore islands, all of the Baltic states, some parts of northern Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, and obviously areas over Ukraine.
Why do they do it? Is it just to show? Obviously they can, but is it to kind of show who's boss in the area?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of this, particularly around the Black Sea, maybe or they might claim was defensive, designed to make it harder for the Ukrainians to launch drones in their direction. But you can't make that excuse at all in the Baltic area. This is basically messing with our heads. For example, there was a case a while ago where the airport in Tartu in Estonia was effectively closed for a while because aircraft could not safely land at it because the GPS was being jammed. It's a power play by Russia, and it's an extremely dangerous.
I was going to ask you how dangerous. I presume it is very dangerous, is it?
Yeah, I mean, pilots will have workarounds because they will be taught how not to rely on GPS in case it goes down for technical reasons, which sometimes is possible. They'll have workarounds, but it is definitely increasing the risk. If you're on the approach to an airport and suddenly your GPS disappears, you are at a higher risk than if everything goes quite smoothly and the Russians are not doing this.
Two last very quick questions. What can the EU do in response to this? Is there anything they can do?
The traditional EU remedy is more sanctions. There is drawing attention to this, and I guess there is also looking for technical workarounds, which is a longer term solution. But the EU has its own satellite navigation system. They should be looking at how can they make that more resistant to jamming, I think.
Final question. Is Russia a rogue state in your
view? Yeah, without question. Without question. I mean, it's not just the GPS jam. It's the sabotage we've seen in various parts of Europe, the assassinations, a Russian hitman shooting somebody dead in a park in Berlin a couple of years ago, the attack on the Skripals in the UK. Yeah, Russia is definitely a rogue state, and it does not care if it is putting the lives of EU citizens or other European citizens at risk.
Ian Bond, former British diplomat in Moscow, Director of Foreign Policy at the Centre for European Reform. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.